With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump has a warning for Hamas. Word from Greg Clugston.
Hours after the Israeli military began its Gaza City operation, the president warned Hamas not to use hostages as human shields.
I hear Hamas is trying to use the old human shield deal, and if they do that, they're going to be in big trouble.
The Trump administration had been hoping for a potential ceasefire, but those efforts stalled after Israel launched a military strike against Hamas leaders in Qatar, which has been serving as a mediator in peace talks. Greg Clugston, the White House.
A Republican senator challenging one part of the public narrative following the assassination of Charlie Kirk. Here's Bob Agnew.
To those calling for an end to violent political rhetoric, Arkansas Senator Tom Cotton notes,
"This is not a problem on both sides."
He says despite frequent media and Democrat portrayals of conservatives spewing incendiary rhetoric,
political violence in America is almost exclusively left-wing violence.
And Cotton says the difference has become more clear when people of both parties respond to public opinion polls.
Almost no Republicans condone or celebrate violence. And a lot of Democrats, when asked in those polls, do.
Senator Cotton was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Bob Agnew reporting.
A former U.S. Naval Academy midshipman charged with making a threat across state lines. That's related to that lockdown and shooting last weekend at the academy. 23-year-old Jackson Fleming arrested on suspicion, sending an online threat through a social media app. And a retired four-star Navy admiral has been sentenced to 6 years in prison for his conviction on corruption charges that he agreed to exchange a high-level military contract for a lucrative post-retirement job. This is SRN News. Well, Jews all around the world are counting down to the high holy days.
Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year, will be celebrated from September 22nd through the 24th. It will be followed by Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, on October 2nd. These are tough times for Jews. Anti-Semitism has been on the rise for some time around the globe, and the 2023 Hamas attack on Israel turbocharged it. In Israel, the war with Hamas in Gaza drags on. All this will color the Holy Day celebrations this year. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
For decades, one of the most consistent findings in religion research has been that women tend to be more religious than men. This holds true across dozens of countries. That might be changing in America. Recent poll released by American Enterprise Institute Survey Center on American Life found 39% of Generation Z women say they do not have a religious affiliation. This is SRN News. Rivian Automotive is starting to build a long-delayed electric vehicle plant in Georgia. That comes despite some tough challenges facing the U.S. market. Rich Thomason reports.
The company is investing $5 billion as it aims to convince Americans to buy electric trucks. But the groundbreaking comes just weeks before the federal government kills a $7,500 electric vehicle tax credit. Rivian officials say they're banking on making vehicles that buyers will find superior to traditional gas-fueled cars. A new Rivian SUV will start selling next year for $45,000. Rich Thomason, Washington.
Well, of course, there was Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, The Sting, and so many more. Robert Redford has passed away at his home in Utah. He was 89 years of age. More details at srnnews.com.